And now it's time for our question. Listener Randy asks, the polymerase chain reaction, how does it work? To answer, here's Dr. Sarah Hazel, Senior Science Information Officer at Cancer Research UK.
The polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, was dreamed up around about the 1980s, primarily by a scientist called Carrie Mullis. And it's an absolutely fundamental tool to molecular biology. It's basically a way of making lots and lots of copies of short stretches of a specific piece of DNA or RNA, such as a particular gene that you might be interested in, so that you can study it more easily. So to do your polymerase chain reaction, your PCR, what you need is, firstly, your target. So you need a bit of DNA that contains the gene that you're interested in. Then you need two things called primers. Now, these are very, very short stretches of DNA that match each end of that gene that you're interested in. And you also need an enzyme called DNA polymerase. Now, that enzyme is found in all living cells, so every cell in your body will have this enzyme. And it's that enzyme that's responsible for copying your DNA when your cells divide. But for PCR, scientists use a very special form of this enzyme. And it comes from bacteria that live in really, really boiling hot thermal vents in the sea. And the reason that they use that particular enzyme will become clear in just a second. So to do the PCR reaction, you mix together your DNA that contains your target, your little primers, and your polymerase. And you also add in the chemicals that the polymerase needs to build up the new chain of DNA. So you put that all together in a very small, thin plastic test tube. Then you put it in a machine that's called a thermal cycler. So to start with, the mixture is heated up to 95 degrees centigrade, so just below boiling point. And what that does is separates the two strands of DNA in the double helix. So this is why you need that very special polymerase I mentioned earlier. Normal enzymes just can't handle it at this temperature, but this particular enzyme can handle the heat. So then we cool that reaction down to around about 50 to 65 degrees Celsius. And that temperature just allows those very short primers to stick down to that gene that they match. We then ramp the temperature back up a little bit to 70 degrees, which is the preferred temperature for that DNA polymerase enzyme. So it copies that gene of interest, starting from where your primers have stuck down, and carries on along the way. Now, importantly, that polymerase will only copy DNA where a primer has matched up. So you can be very sure that you're getting the particular gene that you're interested in. So then the whole thing is heated up again to 95 degrees and we start the whole process all over again. So basically, copies get made from copies as well as from the original template. And this very quickly builds up to thousands and thousands of copies over the number of cycles that we repeat this process at.
Thanks to Dr. Sarah Hazel for that answer. And if you've got any questions about genes, DNA and genetics, just email them to me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com.